Welcome to the Artizo podcast. Artizo is the Greek root word translated equip, which means to restore something to its proper use. It was used to describe a skilled artisan fully equipped to undertake a task. It's our hope that these 5 to 7 minute snippets of story and scripture will, in some small way, encourage and provoke you to kingdom service. The most important doctrine to comprehend in Christian theology is the Trinity, that our one God is a community of three, Father, Son, and Spirit. All of theology hinges upon and flows from the Trinity. In fact, it's the Trinity that makes Christianity unique and sets it apart. Though there's an aspect of mystery regarding the Trinity, there's a significant amount that can be understood by studying how God has revealed himself within the Scriptures. When teaching theology, I usually begin with one simple question. What was God doing before creation? Many would consider this a philosophical approach to theology, but I consider it a scriptural approach. To discover the answer to this question, one need only look to the Gospel of John chapter 17, beginning in verse 1. When Jesus had spoken these words, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all flesh to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me to do." Verse 5. "And now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had with you before the world existed." Now skip to verse 20. "I do not ask for these only, my disciples, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them, and you in me, that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you sent me and loved them, even as you loved me." Verse 24. "Father, I desire that they also, whom you have given me, may be with me where I am to see my glory that you have given me because you loved me before the foundation of the world." The key verses in our text that answer our question are verses 5 and 24. Before the world existed, before the foundation of the world, the Father was eternally, relationally, loving his Son by the Spirit, and this eternal love produced a shared eternal glory. In verse 21, we see that the Father is in the Son by the Spirit, and the Son is in the Father by the Spirit. In verse 22, John conveys that the Father and Son are one by the Spirit. Theologian Dr. Michael Reeves says it this way in his book, Delighting in the Trinity. "It's all deeply personal. The Spirit stirs up the delight of the Father and the Son, and the delight of the Son and the Father, inflaming their love and so binding them together in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit." 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14. In the 12th century, a Scotsman named Richard of St. Victor argued that if God were just one person, he could not be intrinsically loving, since for all eternity before creation, he would have had nobody to love. If there were two persons, God might be loving, but in an excluding, ungenerous way. For when two persons love each other, they can be so infatuated with each other that they simply ignore everyone else, and a God like that would be very far from good news. But when the love between two persons is happy, healthy, and secure, they rejoice to share it. "Just so it is with God," said Richard. "Being perfectly loving from all eternity, the Father and the Son have delighted to share their love and joy with and through the Spirit. It is not then that God becomes sharing, Being triune, God is a sharing God, a God who loves to include. And that is exactly what we see in John chapter 17, verse 21. We who follow Jesus participate in the Father and Son by the Spirit. And through the Spirit of the Father and Son, we can share in the love, glory, and unity of the Trinity, verses 22 and 23. In the book of Romans chapter 5, in the second half of verse 5, Paul writes this: God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. The word translated "has been poured" means to cause to run out of a container, as of a liquid, and this same Greek word is used in Acts chapter 2, verses 17 through 18, when Peter quotes the prophet Joel. "And in the last days it shall be," God declares, "that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my male servants and female servants in those days I will pour out my Spirit, and they shall prophesy." It's also used in Matthew chapter 26, during Jesus' Passover meal with his disciples, beginning in verse 26. "Now as they were eating, Jesus took bread, and after blessing it, broke it, and gave it to the disciples, and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body.' And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, 'Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many, for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink again of this fruit of the vine, until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom.'" As a young man, one of my fondest memories was the weekly retrieval of multiple gallons of sun tea from our back porch, each gallon glass jar glistening in its sun-ripened sugary goodness. I was filled with delight and anticipation as my mom lovingly poured me a delicious glass of refreshing, sweet sun tea over ice. God's love is much the same. He is delighted to pour out the love shared between the Father and Son into our hearts by the Spirit. And this is exactly what we find in John chapter 17, verses 25 through 26. "O righteous Father, even though the world does not know you, I know you, and these know that you have sent me. I made known to them your name, and I will continue to make it known, that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them." What was God doing before creation? The Father was eternally loving His Son by the Spirit, who generously shares their love with us. This week, we began exploring the nature of the Trinity by answering the question, what was God doing before creation? Next time, we'll dive deeper into the nature of the Trinity together.